Here are today's top stories. Another police video has emerged showing a man tasered and dragged from a cell. The man later died. At this rate, why release the videos? Why not give them at least a proper premiere? You know, get them down at AMC 21. Get Janet Davies down there. What's this video about? It's about tasering and dragging from cell. Right, we can't wait to see it. Maybe throw some Despicable Me promos in front of it. A political poll found that 51% of Chicagoans want Rahm Emanuel to resign. To be fair, it was probably around 48% before the police video surfaced. Two freshman aldermen have called for an investigation into what the mayor knew and when he knew it. In other news, those two aldermen just made the list. I'd be prepared for a couple dead fish in the mails, rookies. I mean, come on. Rahm was in the White House during Monica Lewinsky. He's not going to give it up that easy. In other news, 80 people were sickened after eating at a Chipotle in Boston College. Officials say it was the rotavirus. Is that what they're calling the green stuff now? I'll have a little bit of the corn, a little mild, and just a little bit of the rotavirus. Thank you. Trump has been denounced by everyone. I mean, when Ben Carson and Ted Cruz denounce you, I mean, you have officially been denounced. I don't think anyone has been denounced more than Donald Trump. A huge technological breakthrough in the Netherlands. Scientists are working on a sensor chip that just pulls power from the air. So you'll never have to recharge a battery again. You'll never have to ask, excuse me, do you have an outlet I can borrow when at the bar? And on the flip side, the argument, sorry I didn't text back, my phone died, will not be available for you when avoiding friends. In entertainment news, Britney Spears took a picture of her abs. Did you see that, guys? Can you believe her abs? Such great abs. Abs. In weather, mediocre. It's cold, it's warm. I'd almost say it's unnoticeable. Is that possible? In sports, Chris Bryant is suing the Cubs. Turns out the Cubs manipulated the system so well, Bryant played 171 games instead of the 172 games needed to constitute a season towards his contract. So he's suing, which I got to say, I think he should. I mean, it's not like Chris Bryant was like a part-time player, right? I mean, he was on the roster and in the lineup. I mean, batting third, batting fourth throughout the whole playoffs. If you look back on the season and go, Chris Bryant, yeah, that wasn't really a season. He barely played. He played every game. I think baseball kind of needs to figure that out. Tight end Martellus Bennett was put on the IR today, and he'll miss the rest of the season. The Black Unicorn will no longer lumber back to the huddle. Instead, he'll be in street clothes when he complains. Oh, God, my ribs, they hurt. They make me walk so slow. The Bulls lost a huge lead and then lost to Phoenix last night. If they would have won, they would have been the top overall team in the Eastern Conference. What? The Bulls? What's up, basketball? Ugh. And finally, StubHub released its top concerts for 2015. Number one, Taylor Swift. Number two, Garth Brooks. What? Garth? What? The country dude from the 90s? The guy who had the alter ego? Seriously? Just proving my point, I don't know who any of you are anymore. That's the carryout for December 8th, 2015. Hey, I made too much calamari. Have some.